Hey guys, welcome back to Percussion Perspective. This is Kevin, and on today's episode, we have an interview with Jack Milzarek. Jack is a performer, percussion educator, and was a student of mine for a short period of time. Jack is currently the percussion director at Mount Vernon High School in Missouri and is the adjunct percussion professor at Missouri Southern State University. He is also the recent winner of the 4-State Symphonic Winds Concerto competition. We will get into all of that and more in this episode, so sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Jack Milzarek. What's up, dude?
Hi, how are you?
I am great. This is historic. You're the first guest of the world-renowned Better Than Joe Rogan Percussion Perspective podcast.
Okay, I'm honored.
It's kind of cool. You're the first person that actually, back in the day when we started it, back in the day, it's like less than a year or something.
Back in the day, yeah.
Where you were like, this is like you, the first person that said anything about it, and then you were like, I'd love to be on. So I was like, okay, when we do this for the first time, then Jack's going to be on it first. So, this is Jack Milzarek, and he is a percussionist, a percussion educator. We'll get into kind of his history about stuff, but let's talk a little bit about like our history. It goes back a little bit, and I try to think, is it about 2006?
I think so. Like those early years are kind of fuzzy to me, but it was whenever I was in fifth grade, because when Andy was still playing trumpet, and then you handed me some drumsticks and said, we're going to hang out. And I said, okay. And then we did.
Yeah. So I think you and I are about this. Were you in sixth grade when I was a senior? Is that what happened?
Yes. Yes. I think that math adds up.
Yeah. I need to link that video that we're in. That's the on Facebook from back in the day. I need to link that so people can really see. And
enjoy.
Have you gotten any better since that video?
I think so. I don't play at the end after the end is over anymore, so that's good.
You don't add your own.
I don't think much better.
Cool. Well, tell us like what are you currently like what's your current job? Like what are you doing in the percussion world right now?
Okay, so currently my full-time job is 5 through 12 assistant director of bands at Mount Vernon School District in Missouri. I teach fifth grade general music, and it's kind of a cool thing to kind of teach them the things that we want them to know in beginning band, and it's a familiar face for them, so that's really cool. Then teaching beginning percussion in sixth grade. I lead the seventh grade band, so they're kind of my kids. Then I help with percussion and anything else in eighth grade, and then mostly focus percussion and stuff in high school. And then usually on each concert, I get a piece or two to conduct. So that way I'm like in front of the whole band and not just floating around helping percussionists. And then recently in July of this year, July or August, I'm the adjunct percussion professor at Missouri Southern State University. So I have a small-ish studio. It's only two, but give lessons and then teach studio class and then help with other percussion-y things that the music department needs.
Yeah, we'll come back to the high school thing in a minute. So how'd you get the adjunct job? You have your master's, right?
Yeah, I have my master's. So the director of bands at Missouri Southern plays in similar ensembles that I do. And their old percussion instructor was teaching super remote from like Florida. So all of their lessons were online and he was never able to be there. So then Dr. Robinson said, hey, Jack, you're somebody local and you're good. And we kind of want to go in a different direction for the school with somebody local and who is good. I said, oh, okay, very cool. So then we set up like an interview and then like a mock lesson to do. And they were like, yep, we're sold. When can you start? And I said, well, first, how's this going to work with a full-time teaching job?
Yeah.
And they said, it's going to start out as a small studio, but hopefully numbers will grow. But it was just kind of like, the perfect timing. A couple of other area directors kind of like threw in a good word, but they were like, you should at least try to do this. And I said, okay, let's see how it goes. And so far it's going really well.
How many kids do you teach there?
So I have two currently in lessons, and then just the general percussion studio is about five. And that's all that I have this semester. And then going into next semester, I'll have a five-person percussion techniques class and hopefully a few more students wanting to take lessons. Now that somebody is on campus and in person, it just changes the whole dynamic of lessons.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy, because I can't imagine like doing the normal band director, percussion director job, and then like, hey, you're also going to do adjunct at a college. That's good, dude. That's awesome, because that's a lot of experience, and that's going to, you know, we can talk about what your plans are later, but that'll set you up with a lot more of experience. So, yeah. Well, let's talk a little about, like, you know, this podcast, Remy and I generally, do you know Remy? You don't know.
Met him, I think, once or twice, but I don't think I know him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we pretty much, our goal of this is to kind of like talk about mostly things that are helpful for band directors and stuff like that. So we might not get into anything like that today, but just kind of speak a little bit about your high school percussion experience and like just basically why percussion has made you like why did you want to stick in percussion? What about it did you like? Just speak on your like high school experience a little bit.
Okay. So I don't know. Do people know your background? Like where you went to school and stuff?
So we haven't actually, we're like secret. I don't know why we're doing that. We're like secretly, like, we're not going to say our school names yet, but we can say that you and I went to the same high school.
Okay. So, we went to the same high school four-ish years apart, I think. But it was, a very cool experience, I think, for me. My older brother was in the band before I was, and the percussion instructor at the time was like, hey, here's some drumsticks and let's do some lessons. And, oh, by the way, I need somebody to help run sound for front ensemble. So they got me a uniform and I was like entrenched in marching band from like sixth grade on, just like Chris would say, okay, move this slider up. I'd be like, okay, I got it. But that's actually surprisingly helped out me this year, which we can get into a little bit later. But I did that for, I think, 2 years, and then got to March, eighth grade year, we had just the front ensemble and I played xylophone. And then freshman year played bass one, and then sophomore, junior, senior year did snare. Senior year was also drumline captain. It was kind of interesting because the way that it was set up at the time, there wasn't a percussion specific person until you came in to student teach. So like Chris was great during marching season. He was there pretty much every morning, but then like after marching season was done, he was like, he didn't show up, which that's what he was supposed to do. And then Dr. Right. Clanton would come in once, twice a week, and then that was it. So we were kind of left to our own devices during the rest of the day. So I kind of took on, I think, some leadership-ish things during that time. But it was really helpful whenever you showed up for student teaching. It's like finally a percussion person who can and will pay attention to us. Not that the band directors didn't, but it's just like they have all of the wins to worry about, and percussion is like, well, they can figure it out. But it was really nice once you got there, because then it was like very percussion focused things and specific warmups and just getting better as percussionists rather than just like this piece specifically. That's kind of all I can remember about high school.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, that was a cool thing for me. And I actually had, it was officially, I student taught at Stillwater.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then, so I got pulled in by the director there at the time to actually come. And I was basically doing kind of what Clanton was doing, who you mentioned, but it was more of an all day thing. Like I was coming in and helping out at the middle school and all that stuff. So yeah, that was really cool. And I could tell that you guys like enjoyed that. And that kind of proves right there. Any band director is listening that if you can get, you know, percussion people to come in, I'm sure you would agree. Like percussion people coming in to help your percussionist is way more, valuable than you would think, especially to the percussionist. So, and good for you. Yeah. For being like a little bit of a leader. And then the next year I got hired as the, as the full time, which felt very full circle. Like I bet for you and I, just being able to come back and be like, hey, I've known you since you were in whatever fifth grade. And I'm going to finish it out with you. So that was, that was just really cool. That was a cool experience.
It was very tough to call you Mr. Mazarko. That was tough.
Yeah.
It's like, Kevin,
yeah.
Nope, can't do that. Can't do that.
You don't ever have to do that again. You can call me whatever you
want. Okay, good.
I didn't know. I guess I wasn't fully aware when you were in. So what grade did you start helping with the marching band with being the sound kid?
I think it was sixth grade because I would walk to the middle school after marching band or like in the middle.
So you
of
literally,
band, it was sixth grade.
So you went to 7 a.m. marching rehearsal.
Yep.
And you didn't even
to,
like you were
I
just
had to
a
push
beginner.
My sound card out there and everything. Yeah.
It's crazy because nowadays I don't even know if I would not trust a kid to do that. I would not be like, hey, you random sixth grader, come push this thing out and
because,
press a bunch of buttons.
Like, because Chris knew Andy and like just he knew our family, it was kind of like, okay, he's gonna be around here at least for a little bit. Let's put him to use, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were obviously a with it smart kid who had already known the ins and outs of marching band a little bit. That's crazy. That's cool. Well, what is there a high school piece or solo that you kind of remember that was your favorite that you got to play?
Just concert band wise, Armenian Dances is still just stuck in my head. Like that's just a fantastic piece and very percussion involved, which is really good. I don't really remember taking any solos, which probably isn't good, but I remember Sharpened Stick.
Yeah.
I remember doing that one. That was a lot of fun with the senior assembly doing the Blue Man Group thing.
Yes. Do you want to tell people what we did?
Yeah, so we had Sharpened Stick, just the concert or percussion ensemble piece, just ready. And then I think we had seen Blue Man Group in Chicago, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And then we got the five seniors that were involved in Sharpened Stick to paint our faces blue, dye our hair blue, wear the whole Blue Man Group get up and like turn Sharpened Stick into a little Blue Man Group skit. And you also got involved, which was really cool. That was a fun process.
I don't think I've yet to do anything for a group of kids that like crazy or funny yet. Or since then, I guess.
Since then.
Yeah. And when I still remember like the part of that skit where we threw a paper airplane, but then I came out with like a massive big one. I think they freaked out about that more than anything else. I don't think they cared about the piece we were playing at the time.
No,
they
didn't.
It was for the student body. So
it was very cool. That's
I think that
like
video's
the best
that thing's still
school.
On YouTube. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that thing is still on either Facebook or YouTube or something. I might have to link that to this.
It,
is gonna
it
be
pops
full
up
of links.
On my memories every now and again. It came up not too long ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably the end of the school year last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man. That's funny. I kind of forgot about that a little bit. Well, cool. Let's talk about college percussion stuff a little bit. Where'd you go? I mean, I know, but
so
people don't.
You know, because Dr. Clanton would show up to help us rehearse sometimes, he was very much recruiting me for Pittsburgh State, which is eventually where I went to go for my undergrad. And it was really an interesting experience because I never had been like away from home for a long period of time. So it was really cool. I mean, it's like two and a half hours away from where I went to high school, so it wasn't like too far. But it was like far enough away. It was the right size of school. But like whenever I showed up, Dr. Clayton was the only person I knew on campus, which was really cool. They were just building the building that I'm sitting in right now, which is their performing arts center. They were building that and like finishing it up as I got here. And he kind of took us on a tour of the whole thing, which was really cool. But then like all of the faculty here, concert band, marching bands, orchestra, like choir was phenomenal. And then that's eventually where I met my wife, which is kind of cool. We both got here the same year. So without Dr. Clanton, I wouldn't know my wife, which is kind of neat. So I did the 5 years for music ed here. Now it's a 4-year program, but it was five whenever I went, and got to be in all of the different ensembles, wind ensembles, symphonic bands, orchestra. Got to do a really cool thing with orchestra and play bolero, the snare drum part for bolero at the Kauffman Center. So I was pretty sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I think the first year that I got here, we got to do the wind ensemble got to play at KMEA, which was really cool. But it was a really good school for me to be at, was Pitt State. And then I did 2 years of graduate work at UMKC, University of Missouri, Kansas City. The first semester I did all online because I was like COVID was still happening, and then there was some life stuff that happened, so it was online, had some lessons online, which was kind of tough, but it helped. And then I got to be on campus and work with Dr. Nick Petrella, which was really good, different from Dr. Clanton, but in a good way. And then he left, and then they brought in Sandbox Percussion to
Oh,
be
I didn't know
our
that.
professors. Yeah, they
Yeah,
brought in
that's
all
cool.
four of them, and it was just like insane how much I grew from just those 2 semesters. Like with 5 years from Dr. Clanton and then 1 year from Dr. Petrella is like minimal, not in a bad way, but just like shows how much I learned from that those 2 semesters with Sandbox. It was insane.
Yeah, was Sandbox just like there the whole time and you just like got to learn from like each one of them?
So it kind of worked out to where like they were the ensemble in residence there, but they were still doing their normal like touring stuff. They had just released Seven Pillars, so they were like touring with that. It kind of worked out to where about every week and a half or so, at least one of them would be on campus. Sometimes it'd be two, sometimes it'd be all four. Like closer to like percussion ensemble concerts, they would all be there. But it was like they each had their own specific thing that they did really, really well. And it was cool to have just like a one-on-one with Johnny Allen, and just like who does Ray Bonsby, probably I would say the best out of like anybody who's done it, and just like learn from him. He's like, okay, you need to do this and think about it this way, and just like all of their knowledge got into here, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like not many people get that opportunity to kind of be around those kinds of guys and
Yeah.
or gals, but yeah,
Right.
for an extended period of time. That's cool. Favorite college piece? You mentioned bolero, but maybe like
Bolero
percussion,
was good.
what was kind of your peak percussion stuff you got to play?
I would say we got to learn all of drumming with Sandbox. So like the first movement with the bongos, and then the second one with the marimbas, and then Sandbox did movement three by themselves, and then everybody did movement four, and we just had a drumming concert. So it started and then ended an hour and a half later or something. That was very cool. Learning Ray Bonsby was really cool. I got to be a part of like two new compositions. One of the big things that Sandbox did when they got there was like working closely with the composition studio. So each time we had a percussion ensemble concert, they put us into quartets and then paired us off with a composer. and you got to like write a piece together, which was really cool. I was part of one that was called Kickstart, and I had a dumb idea while rehearsing one day. I just like sat in a chair and started to like play because like they were working with somebody else, and I was just playing on the legs. And the composer was like, "That's really cool. I like that, and it fits with the piece." So I ended up playing Lazy in Morse code on the chair because it like fit with the piece. And he's like, "That wouldn't have happened if you didn't sit down to try and play something." So that was cool. That was really cool. And then I got to do a world premiere of a piece that I had somebody write on my last graduate recital, which was like very like nothing that I had done before. It was like very like free for me, and atonal is not the right word, but it
New
was like
age music,
new age. And that was a whole bunch of fun to try and learn that.
Yeah, those are funny because then they're cool, but then it's like if you make a mistake, it's like no one, it's like it sounds right at the same time. That's
It was a
cool.
lot of fun.
Is your do you have any of your like are any of your recitals like online or anything like that?
My senior recital from Pitt is online. And then I have recordings somewhere of my first graduate recital, and I have recordings of my second one decently available.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, let's see here. Let's take a break really quick, and then we'll come back in a second. Okay, that was a really good break. Do you feel refreshed?
Oh, monumentally refreshed.
I actually didn't send you this question, but this might be useful for our band director people that listen to this that actually might learn something. But or I guess how many years have you been teaching at like just 6 through 12 or your current job?
This is my third year.
Third. Okay. So let's talk a bit about like have you had any big struggles? And kind of maybe focusing on the young kids. Any struggles that you have had that you can think of, and like what you like, maybe any strategies that you have used to kind of overcome those?
So this is the first year that we've had beginning classes split. Last year we had all of beginning bands, all of the instruments together, which was kind of tough. So trying to juggle like percussion behaviors while also trying to teach a trumpet how to play this note and a sax, like just doing all of the real band director things, and just trying to keep them engaged while also getting the techniques that you need on snare drum and on mallets, like kind of moving together at the same pace. And I've tried that this year, and there seems to be less pushback of mallets. We started last year, I think, with like practice pads for 3, 4 weeks. And this year it was like a week and a half ish of the practice pads. And then we were like every other week we have playing tests on practice pad and mallet. So like bouncing back and forth between that, I think has helped like the, not the attrition, but the reluctance to play mallets. And I think just like, rather than saying, okay, kids, go practice, like each class is kind of how we're supposed to practice this line. Like we break it down with, okay, let's look at the whole line and figure out where the tough spot's going to be. Maybe you can find it, maybe your tough spot's going to be different than mine. But then, like, knowing to go after that and then kind of add stuff back later. But just like splitting the time between the two was tough last year, but I think it's better this year now that we're all just percussion specific.
Yeah. How many, so were you teaching, well, how many middle schools do you guys
Just
have?
one. Just one.
Okay. So you were like, were you teaching the entire sixth grade band by yourself for the
No,
first 2 years?
so it's team teaching.
Okay.
So we would all be in the same room, but it's like the head director would talk to the wind specifically, and I'd try to like keep it down and whisper to tell the percussionist what we need to do next without trying to bother them. But this year, like we can be like we're in the same class period, but we can go to a different room, which is helpful.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly how it should be if any school can ever figure that out. Because I mean, I think, you know, where you and I went to high school, you went to a different middle school. You actually went to the middle school. I went to that, you know, I went to Lone Star, but
Lone Star.
But like that's kind of how it was for a little bit. It was very like the percussionists were in class, and things are a little different now. We get to be able to split up now that we have a full-time percussion guy, but yeah, that's great. Cause that's a massive challenge to be able to teach a percussionist while they're in class with another thing. What do you like to teach from? What beginning band book? If you have a percussion specific, or do you guys use like a band one?
We use Standard of Excellence. So we're just chugging through that. And I've tried to, like, each time that we have a playing test, I try and do something. Like, I started to do this year was just like going through all of the lines. Like, okay, line number 7 teaches this. Line number 12 teaches this, and like doing the playing test that way rather than just like trying to push ahead just every line and then get to a playing test at some point, kind of having a little bit of a guide with that and kind of introduce the new concept in the next playing test after we just did, because we do playing tests on Thursdays. So most of the time on Fridays, it could be like that head start into the next playing test to kind of get them knowing what to practice for over the weekend.
Yeah. I found that tests are pretty, like, I used to hate doing like a lot of tests, but I've found that the more small ones that I do are like they're just like quick little snippet tests. Kids tend to work harder on those than making a big deal out of random ones. So well, what do you like to play with, like, stick wise? And not that you have to, like, you know, brands are brands, but it doesn't really matter to me sometimes what brands I use, but I'm just kind of interested.
I use quite a bit of Artifacts stuff. I have their, don't remember the name off the top of my head, like the white mallets that they have, the whole set of those. I have a couple Dragonfly sets of marimba mallets. I just got, I don't remember when, a whole set of Artifacts timpani mallets. Oh, I got those for, not shameless plug, but, humble brag. I won a concerto competition for Nerazzaro's timpani concerto over the summer, I think.
Very cool.
Wanted to
That's
get
awesome.
Some new timpani mallets for that. So I did. And I really like those. And then I have, like, for whatever reason, Cooperman Fast Sticks, the number 24s. Like, those are my drumstick. I had, I was teaching a sixth grader how not to warm up individually. And I was just, like, banging on my practice pad, really bad technique, bad form, whatever. And the kids, like, just all looked over that way. And, like, the top third or whatever of my drumstick was off. And it was the Cooperman 24s. I'm like, oh my gosh, these were my favorite pair. These were like the first pair of drumsticks that I bought. And then they're like out of stock. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad.
So yeah, pretty much every,
I was able to get
every, go ahead.
It's annoying. I was able to get a pair of outliers of those sticks from a friend from college. So I have them back, but they're not exactly pitch match, but they're still Cooperman 24s, and I love them.
Yeah, I always try to tell my kids, don't get emotionally attached to a stick or a mallet, but
yeah,
it happens, especially you've had them forever, when you've had them for a long time. Cool. I don't know much about artifacts, plural?
Artifact, singular.
Artifact. Okay, I need to look. Yeah. I actually heard about Dragonfly. I did a gig with Ethan Limfoot.
Nice.
One of the Tulsa Starlight things, and he pulled some stuff out. And I was like, what is that? And he kind of talked to me about those. So I need to check out Artifact too a little bit.
Artifact is good, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I guess we can kind of finish it off here. What are your kind of future plans? I mean, do you want to go back to school? Do you want to continue teaching where, I mean, you don't have to sit there and rat out your high school if you plan on leaving, right. But like, what's kind of your future with music and percussion and all of the things?
My goal is to go back to school. I knew what I was going to be in eighth grade, band director, emphasis percussion. Like, I knew that's what I was going to do. It's slightly adjusted. Like, I was going to be a head band director someday. I don't think I could be a head band director. I'm much more a better supportive, like doing all of the little things and less in charge. And like, it's always a joke between my kids and I. Like every year before I got there, they've had a new assistant for like 5 years. So every single year they had a new assistant. Sometimes it was a percussion specific person. Sometimes it wasn't. But like after my first year, they were like, "You're going to stay." I said, "Yeah, why wouldn't I stay?"
Oh, that's everyone that's else leaves for kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like all of the technique was over the place anyway. So it's like anytime, like when I first told them about the Missouri Southern gig, they're like, "You're leaving?" I said, "No, this is my full time. That's part time. I do that whenever I can. I'm here for you guys." But my end goal eventually is to be a college professor somewhere, and helping out, depending on where that is, area high schools, and kind of like doing what Dr. Clanton does. Just being like a percussion specific person at a college, but that's maybe years in the future.
Well, yeah, that's great. That kind of like seems like you want to give back to what you had the privilege of having as a high school percussionist without a full-time teacher, having a college guy come in. So that's cool. Well, yeah. Any other comments you want to say about anything?
That's any kind comments of a very about
open ended. That's a very good very, last question.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Anything for young, anything for like young percussionists out there?
Oh, practice and then practice some more, but don't forget to take a break and then practice some more. Like that was my big thing. I think that's why I didn't do any like solos in high school. Like I didn't practice. I think at the time I was like, "Oh, I'm good enough." So then I just didn't practice. And I thought whatever talent that I had would just carry on. And then I got into college. I'm like, it's not going to carry on.
No.
So like practice, even if you don't think you need to practice, and then practice the easy stuff. Like,
yeah,
your buzz rolls, get those sounding good. Cause they're always going to need improvement. Like I tell my sixth grader, like, I can play buzz rolls decently well, but this is like after 3 or 4 years of not consistently playing, and they're still kind of rough. So it's just like practice whatever you can, play fun stuff, and then don't get mad at yourself.
That's a good tip.
Me in college, Dr. Clanton told me, like, it was one of the lessons that we had, and he's like, "You're being mean to yourself right now." I said, "Yes, I am." He's like, "Don't be mean to my friend Jack. You're not my student right now. You're my friend, and don't be mean to my friend." And I said, "Okay." I pass that. I tell my students that too. They start to get frustrated. It's like, "Don't be mean. Don't be mean to my friends."
That's just like Clanton too. He's like one of the most chill human beings I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
It's really cool. Just thank you. It's cool being able to see. I mean, I've known you for a long time, but as a director, it was only 1 year, and then seeing you go to college and be successful and get a good job, and then now you're adjunct. And what are you gigging for right now? What are you about to do?
This is for a community band in Pittsburgh. We got like three rehearsals, and then there's a concert like in I think in 3 weeks.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thanks for being on. I appreciate
you. Thanks for inviting me.
I hope that everything goes well. And yeah, maybe like 25 years down the road, we'll have you back on if anything,
okay,
if anything changes in your life. I'm kidding. We might do it earlier than that, but all right. Well,
cool.
I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye. Thank you.